Hello, you are listening to the Permanent Rain Radio on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver, British Columbia. This is your host, Chloe, and I'm happy to be back with you all. Hope you had a fun and safe Halloween. I know that my townhouse hit an all-time low number of trick-or-treaters. We only had 15, so we have a ton of leftover candy. So I definitely ate a coffee crisp yesterday and brought a few chocolate snacks to school, which is probably not too healthy, but what can you do with a bunch of leftover candy? We have a guest, or I'm hosting by myself, so I have a guest in studio. We'll chat with him in a few minutes, Sapper Rashidi of Vancouver Alt R&B Neo Soul Project Indigo District. So we'll be chatting with him about his music and past projects and school life, maybe. I have a track for you. The first one is Cave by Matt Mills. He is a Vancouver-based songwriter by way of Yellowknife. The song itself has a very warm tone, heartfelt undertones, but it also has a cinematic element, which I really like as well. So here is Cave by Matt Mills.
I had a cave that was 3 years deep, and it kept all the things that I wanted to keep, and I haven't gone back. No, since you left my stare, and I haven't gone back. But my heart is still there. If I could find a hole, filled with bottomless gold, fingers to dirt, I get blood on my shirt. I've been living, yeah. And I haven't felt a thing. Haven't seen nobody. Cause there's no one around. And I can't word. I have a cave, and it's one day deep, and it keeps all the things that I thought I should keep.
That was Cave by Matt Mills, and you are tuning into the Permanent Rain Radio. So, as I mentioned earlier, I have a guest in studio. We will have him introduce himself.
Hi, how's it going? My name's Sepper. I also go by Indigo District as my name, performance name, and yeah, I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
No problem. So, let's talk about your kind of musical beginnings first. I'll touch a bit on a past band you played in, Alluvium, but what kind of inspired you to pursue a bit of a career in music?
Yeah, I mean, the thing that I do outside of music in a big way is like marketing for music and in the industry as well. So I kind of like had this vision kind of like for like an R&B project. And, you know, I hadn't been in a band for a couple of years, and I was like, hey, why not? So yeah, there was a lot of preparation that went to it. So it was kind of like Indigo District is as much a marketing experiment as it is a musical project. And I think that's why it's really unique. Yeah.
So let's talk a bit about, I guess I was going to mention your former band, Alluvium. Mm-hmm. We actually, the Permanent Rain Press, posted about your band back in 2014. So it's been a couple of years. Mm-hmm. You made a bit of a genre shift that was more kind of funk, pop, prog rock, and now your new project with Indigo District is more all R&B, jazz, and hip-hop elements. So what kind of sparked the genre shift? Were you always kind of interested in pursuing this genre, this avenue?
Mm, no, not at all. Like, for, you know, up until a year or so ago, I was very much into what the Alluvium genres were. So I was listening to a lot of kind of weird rock music, a lot of, like, odd pop stuff. But then I kind of like, there were kind of a kind of gateway artists that made my way into like R&B and hip hop, you know, like James Blake, for example, or, someone like, and recently I'm getting to like Gallant and like those guys, and they have elements of not R&B and not hip hop that, you know, got me at first. I was like, wow, that's kind of cool. But then I realized like I was just listening to that and that kind of music really resonated with me, in a big way. I was like, hey. And the big thing that I should mention is, like, having a solo project, that was kind of the big shift for me as well, because I've always been in bands or done session work. So, like, having the freedom to do whatever genre was crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's wonderful. It is a relatively new project. Mm-hmm. You were mentioning marketing earlier, and I was noticing on your social medias, especially Facebook, there is a bit of a visual element in your images, as well as the rooftop sessions, which I'll bring up again a bit later. But what kind of, how does that kind of fit into the Indigo District brand, would you say?
Yeah, I mean, it goes down to, the visual element goes down to even the most basic parts of the project, like songwriting. I don't write songs, you know, for the sake of writing songs. It's like, it's the way I synthesize visuals, or it's the way I synthesize events, or like a certain scenery or something like that. I always write songs to a visual. And that's why it's important to me to have integrity in the visuals, or a certain vision inside them. Yeah, and kind of having that, you know, dark blue hues and like that kind of stuff, kind of mysterious, you know, censoring the eyes or whatever, I don't know. That was important to me because I thought like that makes it unique, and I think it captures the music very well.
That you have a branding mindset, I can tell right there. We're going to play one of Indigo District's songs. I'll have you kind of preface it. Do you want to introduce it?
Yeah, so Poland is really one of the first songs I wrote for the project. So the project started off as me being like a hip-hop producer almost for like other people, and then Poland was the first song that had this shift that was like, I need to write for myself and it's to be like my song. Yeah, so it's been in the works for like a year. It's a mashup of a lot of genres, kind of old school hip hop, mixed with like agile synths, poignant lyricism, and kind of weird genre shifts in a way. Yeah, a lot of time went into this track, and I feel like it's very genuine.
Once again, that was Poland by Indigo District, and we have Supper in studio to chat. So he prefaced the song. I was going to mention that you collaborate with other artists, in particular, mm-hmm. Shane Stephenson from Derival mm-hmm. does your mixing, and then that track in particular had Traffic doing a rap verse, who is also mm-hmm. a UBC affiliated artist. So is this collaboration part of your vision for Indigo District, you know, being a solo artist?
Yeah, I mean, the big thing about being a solo artist that I've learned is, like, it's stupid to try to do everything yourself. And the beauty of having a project in, like, 2016 is that you can just take bits and pieces from a lot of places and, you know, give credit where it's due, and you have a very more mature product, you know, a very diversified product. And Jacob, Traffic, we were really good friends, and it was really cool to develop this project with them at the beginning. And Shane, yeah, he's like a huge mentor for me in a way. Even with Alluvium years ago, he kind of like, you know, gave me a lot of guidance as to where I'm going, and kind of believed in the Indigo District brand before many other people did, or when it seemed like very few people did. And so yeah, now it's kind of like the vision is kind of coming true, and it's really cool. And I'm really grateful for him for that reason, yeah.
It's great to have kind of friends who you've known for a bit of time to, yeah, definitely kind of guide you through the yeah. process and building your music. So you have a couple of rooftop session mm-hmm. videos out, really well produced. They sound and look great. Tell me a bit about what went into the making for those.
Yeah, so it's funny because the point of the rooftop sessions originally was to have good content out before we had recordings. Because recordings suck. It takes a long time to do. And so we end up releasing them together, but that's relevant. So the rooftop sessions, what really stands out to me was that we had a very sweet like mixing person, a very sweet camera person. Photo Shepherd did the video, Stephen Shepherd, and Shane did the mixing, as we talked about. Yeah, so both of those sessions that we did, they're all looped, all the instruments, and sampled drums. So on Poland, the song we just heard, we actually sampled Aretha Franklin's actual voice and drums, and then kind of looped it, and then just kind of scurried around and tried to make it happen. I think it's a beautiful metaphor, the rooftop sessions, for the project, and how it's very visually heavy, but it's also like the audio almost takes like a back seat to it. But, you know, they complement each other, and also like how self-sufficient it is in that, you know, it's all looped. And I think there's integrity is like a big part of it. And I think there's a lot of integrity in like looping real instruments, even when you have two people there. Yeah.
Can we look forward to more of them in the future?
Yeah. I'm in the studio right now. I don't know why, should be in school doing more of that stuff, but I'm in the studio, and I feel like, yeah, so I'm working on two other songs, maybe two more singles coming out, I don't know when, and yeah, I'll do my best to do two more rooftop sessions, yeah.
And they have the same kind of alt R&B feel to them?
Totally, more alt R&B for sure. The inspiration for that was when I was kind of getting into developing the project, one of my like biggest favorite people ever that I saw live and met was like crazy is Gallant, and the inspiration came from his In the Room series, you know, where he had his band and like he did one with Seal and stuff. So I thought that was so cool. And I think the big one big problem with a lot of produced music or a lot of music in my genre is that it's difficult to replicate live, and the magic happens in the studio. But I think that, you know, for this kind of music to have integrity or be like dope, is it has to be transferable live, and to see that energy, and I wanted to capture that in the rooftop sessions. Yeah,
and there's also amount of like genuineness in that as well. I think that show was that was recently, right? Was it just the other week that
the rooftop session?
Gallant was.
Yeah,
it's great show.
Oh, crazy. I like went and had four Red Bulls after and started on an HR final paper. It's crazy. Yeah, don't do it at home. Yeah.
You have a show this Saturday. I'll give it a quick shout out at Red Room Ultra Bar with Clute and Emily in the headlights. Mm-hmm. All UBC affiliated acts. They're all awesome. Doors are at 7:30. Tickets are $10 in advance. How can people get those tickets?
Yeah, so find Indigo District on Facebook. Excuse me. And just send us a message, and you can probably honestly even like get them at the door very easily. And if not, just shoot me a message on Indigo District, and we'll meet up at UBC or somewhere close by.
What is your one sentence pitch to why people should come out
to the gig?
Throwing you on the spot.
Okay, what's a one sentence pitch? It's a very unique project, and it's a very unique gig. And you get to see a very unique middle ground between organic and electronic manifested in a live situation, and we're taking some risks, and I think it's going to be cool if it works out.
Great pitch. I would say that's really good. Thank you so much, Sever, for coming out and chatting. We'll definitely be keeping an eye out for Indigo District, his new music, hopefully sometime before the end of the year, or if not soon after. The next song I have is Closer by Sail with Kings, which is a power folk band from Vancouver. This is the title track from an EP that came out on Bandcamp last week. Natalie and I saw them live in July at Landmark Event Showcase. They were one of the highlights. So here is Closer by Sail with Kings.
I wrote a letter addressed to my heart, praying to God for a chance to restart, to raise my hand. As I look to the floor, hold me closer in case I love you no more. I held your hand before you left me, and standing my 2 feet. Now in this world I see so blindly, I become my own enemy.
Volunteer Wednesdays at CITR, and I met the love of my life. We just celebrated our 40th anniversary.
Thanks to Volunteer Wednesdays at CITR, I'm now the president of the Vegan Hot Dog Appreciation Society.
After going to Volunteer Wednesdays at CITR, I've successfully synthesized the vaccine for 2 left feet. Now everybody can dance.
Thanks to Volunteer Wednesdays at CITR, I'm now nominated for a Daytime Emmy Award.
If you want to change your life, come to Volunteer Wednesdays at CITR from 11 to 1 every week. No experience is necessary.
Thank you, Volunteer Wednesdays.
When was the last time you had fun? Do you have any friends? Well, you can solve all of your problems with a little wreck. Or a big wreck. UBC Rec is the best way to get involved on campus and have new experiences. Continue your fun, active, and social lifestyle by joining a team or signing up for an event. More details at recreation.ubc.ca.
Nothing left between us.
That was Bound by Blood by Hollow Twin. Hollow Twin is a Vancouver duo. Natalie posted about this track on our website. It's so good. Here's what she had to say. So, quote, "Establishing heart-pounding drums and echoey sentiment atop lone acoustics, the song has the pull of a post-apocalyptic epic." So that's what Natalie had to say. I would agree. It's a really pretty song and has that haunting kind of ethereal element as well. The next track I have is Best of Me by Woke Up Waiting, Vancouver pop punk pop rock band. this track was released in the summer, but it also appeared on their new EP, Better Off This Way, which just came out a couple of weeks back. So here is Best of Me by Woke Up Waiting. I think it's a nice guitar-driven kind of ballad. So hope you enjoy.
Next to someone else, their eyes give off a brighter light. Our stars, they must have lost their spark.
You just heard Sidelines by the Tourist Company. They are a Vancouver pop-infused indie rock band that was off their October debut album, Apollo. I think that the group, we've been listening to them for a while now. They have really vibrant instrumental arrangements, great mix of their musical creativity and technical skill. If you like what you heard, if you've listened to Apollo, if you haven't, I recommend it. They will be playing at the Fox Cabaret at the end of the month on November 26th. It will be their hometown release party show with Leisure Club and Peach Pit. So definitely check them out and go to the show if you have the chance. The next track I have is called Waves by At Mission Dolores. They are a Kamloops psychedelic pop band, the brainchild of songwriter J.P. Lancaster. This was off of their self-titled debut album, which came out last month. This track, and I think a theme throughout the whole release, but this track in particular, kind of retro 70s influenced. I would say it's kind of eclectic, but that's part of its relaxing charm. Definitely check out the whole release. Here is Waves by At Mission Dolores.
Shapes in disguise, draw a breath and dive in. Cold blue surrounded, waves are crashing over me, rolling to infinity. Sun glare overhead.
Is a better place because of Kim Kardashian's empire, Cheetos, fleece material, and Discorder.
It's a local independent music magazine from CITR.
Which means that we can print whatever we heckin' want.
Album and live show reviews, interviews with artists, and sweet illustrations grace our pages.
And even you, listener, can contribute. Just visit CITR.ca/discorder/contribute. You can grab it around town or read it at discorder.ca.
Forever local and forever free.
Tune in every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. for a little bit of soul with your host, Jade Paul. A Little Bit of Soul plays primarily old recordings of jazz, swing, big band, blues, oldies, and Motown.
You're listening to the Permanent Rain Radio on CATR 101.9 FM. The song you heard just before those short messages was once again Waves by At Mission Dolores. The next track I have for you is by Young Babylon. Before I introduce it, quick hockey update. Don't have much to give. The Canucks have a few days off and they take on the Montreal Canadiens tomorrow, which I'm really looking forward to watching on TV. Two of my favorite teams. Don't know who's going to come out victorious, but I'm leaning towards the Canadiens at this point. The Canucks are in a bit of a downward spiral, so hopefully they can pick it back up soon for their points in the standings in their division and in the league. So the next track I have is Let My Dancing Do the Talking by once again Young Babylon. They are a band from Nanaimo. This track is relatively new, came out at the end of the month, and I really, really enjoy it. It has an upbeat chorus but also sonic synth lines and hook-laden pop vocals, so really enjoy the song. Looking forward to hearing more from them. Their debut EP is set to come out later this year. Here is Let My Dancing Do the Talking by Young Babylon.
You didn't mean to catch my eye, girl, I would like to get to talking. Oh, how I struggle with these words. Yeah, I'll show you, I'll show you, I'll show you.
Do the talk. of glitter, take my hand. Just feel the rhythm, feel the band. Not good with words, I'll take myself. Yeah, I'll show you, I'll show you, I'll show you.
Thank you.
That was Good Feeling by Haley Blaze, who is a Vancouver artist. That was off of her new EP, Late Bloomer, kind of folksy pop. To quote Natalie, who wrote about this, the release on our website, Late Bloomer evokes a dreamy atmosphere without theatrics, a genuine quirkiness that sets it apart. So definitely check out the rest of her music. The whole EP sounds great. Another connection is that, like, all of the artists I'm playing today have a BC connection, which is kind of cool. It doesn't happen all the time. Before I close things out with my final song, I wanted to say thank you for tuning in. Thanks to Supper of Indigo District for coming in to chat. I believe we will have a new episode 2 weeks from now on Tuesday, November 15th, so tune in at 1 p.m., The last song I have is I Want by Morning Show, a BC alt-rock band. This is from their EP Prom Theme, which came out in 2015. The track itself has kind of a chill but polished and invigorating feel. The band will be playing the Biltmore on November 5th with Leighton Kramer and Leisure Club. You can get your tickets online. So you have two great shows to choose from on the 5th, the Indigo District, Emily and the Headlights, and Clute at Red Room Ultra Bar, just to recap what was mentioned earlier, and then this show at Biltmore on Saturday. So it's definitely a difficult decision. An open invitation to Morning Show, if they ever feel like coming in to the CITR and playing on my show, I would welcome it. They are one of my favorite BC bands. Natalie and I enjoy listening to them so much. So thanks again for tuning in. Here is I Want by Morning Show. And at 2 p.m. in 5 minutes, Particles and Waves with Mia is on air, so make sure you stay tuned. Thanks for tuning in.
Voice in my mind.